This week's parsha is Parshas Kedoshim. We want to discuss with you the mitzvah of Ebnei Seva Tokam Radart Ebnei Zakein, rising before an older person or before a Taman Chacham. So the pasuk is in Yud Tes Lamed Beis. It says Ebnei Seva Tokam Radart Ebnei Zakein. You should rise before a Seva, which is an older person. Rashi actually brings that it's somebody who is an older person with wisdom, not a simpleton. I'm not sure why Rashi brings that Deah in the Gemara. The Gemara in Kedushin says clearly that we paskin, that it's even a older person who is not a Chacham, as long as he's not a Rasha. The Adar de Pnei Zakein means you should be Mahadir, you should provide honor to a Talmud Chacham. Rashi says that means not to sit in his place, not to contradict him, treat him with a certain dignity and respect. You should fear Hashem. Rashi says, because this is the type of mitzvah where you could say, oh, I didn't see him, I didn't realize. You should know that Hashem knows the truth. Hashem knows whether you're properly honoring this person. And this is a mitzvah that we have to show him a certain amount of honor and respect. It seems that the Torah puts it upon us to respect, obviously, a Talmud Chacham, and also to respect somebody who is older in years. What does it mean, older in years? The Shulchan Aruch writes that it means somebody who is 70 years old. Minchas Chinuch brings that, according to Unkelus and according to the Ariza, was actually somebody who was 60 years old. Interesting to think about, as people who I remember being younger, they look the same to me, but now they're older, that as people get into the 60s and 70s, it's important to be conscious of this mitzvah of rising when they come within your Dalet Amos, and maybe doing that little bit, not to sit in their place, that little show of honor. There is an idea brought that maybe you don't need to stand, should not stand more than twice a day for the same individual. There's such an idea brought. There's a fascinating idea brought in the Gemara itself, actually in Brahman the Shulchan Aruch, that even a guy who's not a Rasha, who is an older, elderly person, we would show honor to. A person would give his hand to support him, is the Shulchan Aruch's language. They make clear that this is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That would be the d'rabbanan's extension of the mitzvah d'oraisa is for a yid. D'rabbanan extended it even to a non-Jew. It's a fascinating Moshav Zakenim that says that if a person sees an elderly person, he should stand up and offer him his place. That's Ebnei Seva Tokam, but that's Midas Chasidus. That's Vahadarta Ebnei Zakein, a person who's not even a Zakein, but he has the butt, and he could stand, but he's a Chacham, so you should, there's a Derech Kava to offer him your place. It's interesting that Moshav Zakenim is pointing out this idea of standing up for him as a sign of respect, like an honor type of a thing, is in Midinim Ikare HaHalacha, from the Bin Dinim. This idea of offering him your place would be in the realm of Chasidus. Gemara makes an interesting application. The Gemara in Kedushin says that this would also be a source to stand before a Sefer Torah, because it's a Kav HaChomer. If you stand before those who learn Torah and who represent Torah, then how could you not stand for the Torah itself? And this is an idea that we have when the Sefer Torah is moving. The halacha is that a person should not be sitting down. He's supposed to stand out of respect. Even when the Aron Kodesh is open, people are nohag to stand. And according to the Sefer Charedim, this is coming from this very same mitzvah. This is a branch of this mitzvah. It could be the Gemara is just saying an extension of the din, but I don't know if there's another way to read the Gemara. The Charedim is the one who makes this point, that this point in the Gemara is part of this mitzvah of Ebnei Seva Tokam, not Ebnei Zakein, to stand before the Sefer Torah. Rav Hominer quotes an interesting Sefer, that all these things that we do for the Sefer Torah, the Hagba, the Galila, taking in Tahutzah v'Achnasa, everything is in the mitzvah saseh of kavod, because what's kibud? To clothe and to bring in and out, the same way that would be the proper way to honor your Rebbe, to provide him whatever he needs. So too, this is what you would do for the Sefer Torah, to try to show it honor and show it respect and treat it the proper way that it deserves to be treated. It's an interesting mitzvah in today's world, this idea of standing up for people. I recently heard of Ron Feldman. He was talking about when he went to the White House, he had a meeting with President Bush, and they told him, you know, there's this thing here, when the president walks into the room, everybody stands. They were surprised that he would be even familiar with such a concept. I think we really see this concept of kavod if you ever see these videos of the British Malchus, that they do all these shtick with these marches and these guards, and it's all about just showing honor. That's really what you're doing when you're standing up for an elderly person. You're not giving him anything. You're really just standing as a sign to show that you respect him, to show that he's worthy of honor. I think it gives us a perspective of how the Torah respects Zekeinim, how the Torah respects Chacham, and one that we have to try to inculcate ourselves. Close with a word that sounds like a Hasidic Shavar, but it's actually a Zohar, that the Zohar darshens the Pasuk, when they say v'takum, you should rise before the elderly, that it means that a person should rise and do tshuva before he reaches his older years. Because when a person reaches his older years, he can still do tshuva, but it's not the same thing. A guy parties for 60 years, and now that he can't party anymore, now he says, oh, maybe I should have regret, and now I should do tshuva. It's not the same tshuva as, you know, unless he can really reach that level of sorrow, but on the Pashup Shad, it's not that same level of tshuva. When a person is able to be partying and he makes a conscious life decision that he's going to change. And that's what's alluding to in the Pasuk. When they say v'takum, that you should rise up and do tshuva while you're still, before you're reaching your older years. Which is always an important concept to think about in every week and every parsha. Just some ideas about the halacha and the hashkafa behind this mitzvah. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos.